This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, modified Udaan, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the immigration, visa, foreigners registration and tracking scheme from 1st April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The Cabinet has also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reducing emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation in Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Hardeep Puri, Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha and Rajiv Ranjan Lalan Singh, including other leaders. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPIM MP John Brittis, Samajwadi MPs Dharmendra Yadav and other leaders of the opposition parties were also present in the meeting. The government today said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore tons of crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held today. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the Bill 2026 in the House today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives. Parliament has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday by a voice vote amid an opposition-led walkout. The bill seeks to redefine the category of transgender, removes the provision of self-perceived gender identity, and excludes several socio-cultural identities as well as trans-masculine individuals from its ambit. It also further defines transgender persons within a biological framework based on intersex variations and differences in sexual development. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today chaired a meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The agenda of the meeting focused on issues related to artificial intelligence, emerging technologies and electronics hardware manufacturing. And Indian archers won 2 bronze medals today in the first stage of the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. In the women's recurve event, the trio of Ruma Biswas, Kirti and Riddhi Phor defeated Malaysia 5-1 to win the bronze. In men's compound category, Rajat Chauhan, Rishabh Yadav and Uday Kamboj defeated Bhutan with a score of 234-232 in the bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.